I'm now joined with adult literacy organiser Sian Crowley from Clear Adult Education Centre in Kilbarrick to discuss their current schedule of courses and classes that still have places available. Good afternoon, Sian. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Johnny. It's great to be here again. Thank you.
You're welcome. First of all, Sian, just to make it clear to our listeners, these courses are completely free and do not affect welfare payments in any way. Would that be right?
You're absolutely right, Johnny.
So for anyone on Job Seekers Allowance, can they switch to an education allowance with the Department of Social Protection for the purpose of taking classes?
As far as I'm aware, not while you are attending our courses.
And do courses run right through until next summer with midterm, Christmas and Easter breaks in between?
Yes, absolutely. So the classes that are starting now will run until the end of May 2022. And there'll be a midterm at the end of October. And there's also breaks in the new year as well.
All right.
And Christmas, of course.
And is it possible for anyone to undertake, say, two or three courses at the same time, provided, of course, that the classes do not clash?
Yep, it certainly is. Lots of our students will come for one course and then take an interest in another course and will attend a variety of courses throughout the week. It works really nicely for people.
Okay. So, Sian, tell us about the intercultural awareness course and what that entails.
So intercultural awareness is a lovely program that we're running this year. It's an opportunity for people to develop their reading and writing skills while also exploring what culture means. So what culture means in terms of our own personal experience, of our families, our homes, our communities, and how our own culture influences us, but also opening up a discussion about what intercultural dialogue, I suppose, is, what it's like to live in communities with lots of different cultures in them, and ways to promote respect and tolerance living in a multicultural community.
And this class is held on Monday mornings between 9:30 and 11 a.m.
That's exactly it, yeah.
Oh, okay. There's also a mathematics class on Mondays and Wednesday afternoons. Is it a two-day-a-week class or are they separate classes for different students?
Yes, this class is on twice a week. So it's on a Monday. It's on a Monday afternoon and a Wednesday afternoon. And that's QQI level 3. So that's building on your maths, maybe the type of maths people would do in secondary school. So fractions, decimals, algebra, things like that, using a calculator, shape, measurement, things like that.
Okay, so the same students will go twice a week on this one?
The same students will go twice a week.
And there's also a personal effectiveness course. What's that all about? What do they learn from it?
Personal effectiveness is a course in which students will explore their strengths and weaknesses, set goals and make plans to achieve them. And it's a very nice course for people to take who are returning to learning and who wish to also return to employment, because it follows the process of developing plans and breaking it down into steps that need to be taken, actions that need to be taken. It helps the individual learn a little bit more about what strengths they have in their own learning and builds strategies around achieving goals.
And would you like to take us through some of the other courses available? For example, IT, computer skills, gardening, nutrition and cooking and so on.
I would love to do that. So we've had a huge demand for digital skills this year. It's a developing area anyway, but particularly because of the pandemic and people having to work remotely and having to use Zoom and things like that, things that we didn't know about 2 years ago. There's been an enormous demand for our digital media and internet skills classes. So those classes are actually full at the moment, but we do have a waiting list, and I would encourage people to contact us if you have an interest, because we'll try to put on courses to meet the need of the community. Our digital media classes, they're on the schedule as using your smartphone or tablet. We also call it digital media. Those classes are to support people getting to know their smartphone and their devices like iPads or Android tablets. So that will look at things like downloading apps and using apps safely and things like that. And then we also have a lot of internet skills courses, which are computer skills courses, and those will get people up and running if they have a bit of either at the beginner level or they're not quite a beginner, but they could do with brushing up on their computer skills. Our internet skills courses will get people up and running using the internet safely from a laptop or a computer. So making sure that they have an email address, using different social media platforms, booking trains and planes and shopping online and things like that. So that's the IT skills. We also have a really nice class that we have spaces in. It's called Communications Level 3. It's a lovely class for people who would like to build their confidence. They're not complete beginners. They're not from the point of view of reading and writing, but they're a bit out of practice and they'd like to build their confidence and they would like to perhaps return to work. Communications Level 3 is a great course for that. In that course, you will develop your reading, your writing and your interpersonal skills for a range of situations. So, you know, so maybe something like a job interview or formal writing of emails or letters. And also you'll learn about things like body language, interpersonal dialogue, interpersonal communications, nonverbal language, and how to express your opinion clearly. So that's a really nice class. There's still spaces available in it. That class is on twice a week. So it's on Wednesday mornings at 9:30, from 9:30 to 11 a.m. and Friday mornings from 9:30 to 11 a.m. And those students would attend the class twice in the week on Wednesdays and Fridays. This year we're starting a new class, which is very exciting for us in Clear. We're starting a gardening class. We also call it horticulture, but we like to call it gardening. We have a garden in Clear, and so the group will work on developing the garden that we have in Clear. This is an introductory class, so students will learn to identify common trees and shrubs, use garden tools and equipment safely, will plant vegetable and flower beds, plant seeds in containers, learn about the life cycle of plants and what helps plants flourish and grow. And we still have one or two, that class is filling up, but we do have probably space for one more if anybody would like to get in touch. And then the last thing I'd like to tell you about is our spelling and writing groups. We have a variety of spelling and writing groups that that take place throughout the week. Those are small, informal groups, and they're really a nice place for people who are just a little bit more, who are a little bit nervous, who might be returning to education, might not have a lot of confidence in their spelling, might be a bit shy about returning. Our spelling groups are a great place to build your confidence and build your skills.
Okay, Sian, thanks for that. And all classes are now held in the college itself with no virtual arrangements?
Absolutely. All okay. of our classes are in-house. Yeah.
Okay. And by the way, what kind of pandemic protocols are in place?
COVID health and safety protocol that is in place is very similar to what is in place in other places. We ask that masks are worn by everybody inside the centre. People are asked to sanitise their hands once they enter the building and maintain good hygiene, good hand hygiene and respiratory hygiene while they're in the building. Tables in our classrooms are sanitised between each class, and there's a regular cleaning of all of the classrooms and tables between classes. Students and staff remain at 2 metres social distancing, and we ask that people arrive on time for their classes and leave immediately after their classes as well. So we don't have a lot of people hanging around in the hallways or congregating in common areas. And also for the time being, our canteen is not open to the public, so people can't stay in the canteen for now. We're hopeful that that might change at the end of October, but that's what's in place at the moment. So one thing I forgot to mention as well is that the ventilation of rooms is very important. So we keep windows open throughout classes and doors where possible. And we also have CO2 monitors in each of the classrooms and in the offices, so we can maintain so we can monitor how much fresh air is in the room. And if we need to ventilate the room more at any time, we can do that because we're able to see it on the monitor.
Okay, thanks for that. And some classes have begun already. What's the general feeling among students themselves?
People are really happy to be back in the building. So it's been great, actually. It's been great to welcome people back. Students are very happy to be back. And if anything, students are looking forward to a time when the building will be busier and the canteen will be open again and people can sit down and have a cup of tea.
Okay, so for anyone interested in enrolling for a course that has spaces left, how do they go about it?
The best thing they can do is they could call my office and speak to me. And if they don't get me, to leave a voice message and I'll get back to them as soon as possible. My number is 01-803-6238.
Right, so we leave it there for today. Thanks again, Sian, for joining us. All the very best. Do take care.
Thank you very much, Johnny.